This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Joe is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
I think I got an idea of what we can do with Cashman. I think there's an opening in London for ambassadorship.
Woody's already first in line. Woody's going back. He's going back with Trump. Absolutely.
Well, you know,
he's going back.
So what does that mean for the Jets?
That means Chris Brothers going to run it.
Oh, boy.
That's not encouraging.
Hoff, you have something else from Boris that you said you wanted to add?
Yeah, according to a source, Scott Boris was asked about Pete Alonso. There's been a lot of talk about this being a bear market for first baseman.
Oh, God.
But for Pete's sake, it's the polar opposite.
No, he didn't say that, did he?
For Pete's sake, it's the polar opposite.
Hey, polar bear. So cute, Scotty.
Oh, my God.
He's so annoying.
I want to vomit. That was just, I can't even hear it again. And we didn't even know if that was real or not.
No, we found that it was, actually. Yeah. Did you find that out?
Yeah, Hoff said it was.
Yeah,
we thought it was real when Hoff first said it. Then he was unsure.
Then he said he wasn't sure if it was.
One thing I did see, Boris, just now I saw this, BT, although this was a while ago when Boris was meeting the media today. I guess I would assume this is at the GM meetings in San Antonio. Scott Boras said that he would like to see the best of five division series become the best of seven series like the LCS and World Series.
Who cares what Scott Boras wants?
Well,
just do the contracts and be quiet.
What do you think of that? Because I actually like that.
It's too much pitching. It's too much stress. I think that you should.
But don't you think that it puts more of an emphasis on See, I want the regular season to still mean a lot.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
And if you have, like, let me ask you. And this hits close to home for me, but if it were best of seven, and then your answer could still be the Mets, but if it were best of seven, you think the Mets are beating the Phillies?
Probably not.
Now, they might have, but it certainly wouldn't have been, and the Mets were red hot, and the Phillies were a dead team walking to a certain extent. Point is, in a best of five, the team with lesser, I don't know, talent,
however you want to put it,
the weaker team going in has a better shot to upset. It's why I thought the Tigers would be a better matchup versus the Yankees in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a best of seven, Yankees could probably beat Detroit. But in the best of five in the first round, could be dangerous.
Scoop
there
a couple times.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, point is, I think best of five can be dangerous for the top-seeded team. And if I wanted to mean more the regular season, then I think best of seven would be better in the division round in addition to the championship and World Series.
Okay, so then they'd have to really reconfigure the schedules. I mean, the season already ends in November, basically.
Well, can you shorten the regular season by, you know, 8 games, 10, however it may be?
You know, every time that comes up, I'm totally okay with it. Now, they would have to, in their own mind, people who are beholden to the record books, and I am to an extent because I love baseball and have a good sense of the history like you. I love the record book and all that stuff, and I cherish it. Not to the point where I wouldn't be willing to lap off 10 games or so to be able to make the season either, you know, more, I don't say more enjoyable, but less monotonous, you know? So I'm okay with it, but if they're not even talking about it now, and it's November, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, I don't know. I think it might be the right. I think baseball is close to figuring it out. I think they need to clean it up a little bit to make a better postseason format. I know there's no way to put the genie back in the bottle and, you know, contract the teams or, you know, have fewer teams in the postseason.
Remember when they tried a couple of years ago? The Twins were one of the teams that would almost contract it. Remember this?
Well, I don't mean...
But I remember that when they were talking about literal contraction. I mean, it was like the Twins, the Marlins.
No, they're going to end up expanding, which, you know. But I'm talking about, I don't want to expand the postseason. I'd like to shorten the field of postseason teams, but that's not going to happen.
No.
But maybe you can go, if you want to expand the division series to a best of seven, maybe shorten the wild card instead of three to just one game. But then, you know.
No, I like that less. Yeah. No way. Because what if you have. No,
would
that's
you add
not.
The wild card, make that five, best of five.
Oh, you can't start having the wild card best out of five. I mean, think about this. If you're. And there's been situations where, specifically in the National League West, where over the years, didn't somebody. Was it the Dodgers who won 106 games and didn't win the division, or the Giants won? Something crazy.
Yeah.
But you've had situations where teams.
In 93, you're talking about?
Yeah,
Giants
but even.
Won 103 games.
Yeah, but there was another one more recently, too. I forget. I might be off on the dates, but it was one. Like a crazy amount of wins and didn't win the division. I'm almost positive it was in the NL West, whatever. And the point is, you're going to have some seasons where you have a team win 101, 102, not often, but enough where 103 wins. They don't win the division,
like the Mets,
and now they lose one wild card game and they're done.
The Mets with the Braves a couple years ago.
Absolutely, the Mets
games.
And the Braves.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, that's fair, too. Now we get to go over all the potential scenarios and where a wild card team isn't truly a wild card team. In my thought, I'm just thinking, hey, yeah, they're a wild card team in the West. Well, how about you just have it then? I still like the divisions. I was going to say just rank it 1 through 7 or whatever it may be. And
independent
now,
of divisional breakdown, and then you can see we have four teams from the East.
Well, a team that wins 101 games, even though they're a wild card, should they be a 5 seed? If they don't, or a 4 seed?
I would say based on fairness, probably not. Like what's really equitable, but I think that's going to happen so infrequently that I wouldn't alter everything just to do that.
Let me give you my, just get down to what I want to prioritize. I want the regular season to mean as much as possible.
Okay.
So I would do whatever it takes to make that the case. I don't know if it's going to be adding more, you know, a longer series in the division round, taking fewer teams into the postseason. However you could do that, I don't mind the idea of the expansion in postseason because it does add other cities and other elements, which is good for the sport, whatever. But I still want to make the regular season matter more so than anything else. It can't just be a total crapshoot to where a team like the Mets, who can win 86, 89 games, whatever, get, or the Phillies the year before, the Diamondbacks the year before, and just get in the World Series. Like, I want the regular season to really mean something.
I respect that. What did the Diamondbacks have, 84? Was that the number 2 years ago? I think it was 84.
I mean, that's...
That's rough, you know, but... The Cardinals won the World Series when they won 83 games, I think was the number.
Go back to 88. The Dodgers didn't win a lot of games. I know. So this is not just a new thing with expanded postseason.
It's not
perfect. It's happened before.
It has. It's not perfect. And yeah, thank you for that, Hoff. So he told me in my ear, 2021, the Dodgers won 106 games. They finished second. Giants won 107.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I knew the Mets obviously did with 102. Mets won
103. Yeah, Mets won 101, I think that year.
101. You're right. It was 101 because that was the second most in their history.
How many times have you said it? Epler won 101 games.
Oh, you're on this guy with the Billy Epler train. Yeah, my good God. You would have thought that.
A lot of these players are, you know, Epler's here. Anyway. all right, so then how do you fix that? Because that is not right.
Well, I'm going to throw a complete U-turn into this. If I was the commissioner of baseball, I would have the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Phillies in the same division. Like, I would start with complete realignment, geographical, rivalry base. We could pick this up. We got a lot of days, since the Giants are done and the Jets might be soon. Don't worry, we'll have some of these conversations.
Looking forward to it, BT.
Yep.
As always, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff for helping out as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.